can tell me the wind does not speak through the agave? The opening lines of 44th Anniversary by Dick Thomas. F. Richard Dick Thomas, born in Evansville, Indiana, having taught at Michigan State, moved through an impressive list of literary awards to live now in Las Cruces, New Mexico. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander, reading Dick Thomas's poems. The Journey at 65. I will never be a jazz musician, a carpenter, a chemist with an elixir, nor alchemist with gold. I will never be a farmer with calluses to grip the leather reins of mules. I will not save the seven seas nor live on the Isle of Corfu. I will not write in a garret in Paris, compete in a long-distance run, nor love many women, as I had originally planned. There may be time to dabble in this or that, but my choices are made. I bought my ticket, and this rocket's on course. Father, 1909 to 1978. Like taut muscles in the face and neck before laughter or tears, like the promise of wine in the evening or the hint of coal smoke in snowy weather, you are almost here, opening the back door home from work, almost your face, your body, standing at the bottom of the kitchen stairs. I expect the rasp of your beard on my cheek, the stale smokiness of your jacket, the pungent odor of your neck, as you wait for me to jump from the landing into our joy. Celebration. What if we didn't like butter on asparagus? What if we didn't throw out the thing in the refrigerator that's been there too long? What if our skin were not loose on our muscles and bones, or the moon did not rise over the mountains? What if we never walked by the river, or our neighbor did not burn pinon in winter? What if we lived in Denmark or San Diego instead of the desert, drank too much wine, and broke all my grandmother's Haviland china that we never use? What if I dust off the fiddle in the back of the closet, or I could see to drive in the dark, or you had breasts again? What if we celebrate 50 years together, or a war ends, or does not begin, or after this I never write a word? What if we do not celebrate? Free. Say walking under green trees of summer, a golden wind startled your face and pale neck. Say grasping the reins of a blue horse, you cantered aimlessly on a lake. Or say you found yourself writing with a pen that exhaled, inhaled words, sentences, with every gesture, every stroke. Or say there never were such times, such places. Say instead you do not dream, never dreamed, decided not to dream. So then say you know no joy nor fear, nor what to try to know, nor how, but live in peace, comfort, drugged or not drugged, but free, say, of blue horses, golden winds, pens that breathe, free of a mind that dives in space, to fetch a light, a prayer, a cure, a song, a wind or a word that flies. 44th Anniversary. Who can tell me the wind does not speak through the agave? Messages are not written in juniper bark, or your fingers do not compose a song in the clay spinning on the potter's wheel. There is more to what we see and hear than what we see and hear. The longer we are together, the more I am certain, even if I am not with you, when you gesture, lift a brow or open a door, my body smiles because you have lived here forever and lighted all the rooms. Today's poems on The Poet's Weave are by F. Richard Dick Thomas. I am Jenny Kander.